95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show. That's what you're listening to or watching right now, because it is Morning Hog Brew Review time. Josh S.R. Perot right over there, a great gentleman who is making your Father's Day weekend even better, along with S.R. Perot's great beers.
Right.
And it's a Father's Day sampler is what we're getting into, right?
Traditional, like you said, comfort beers.
Meat and potato comfort beers that you and your dad could high five to or whatever.
Missed.
It's fine. I'll get it later.
How'd you miss your own hand?
Yeah. Well,
it's rigged. There's a lot of
lighting in here. It's crazy. but we have more beer to get to. So let's.
We do.
Let's get to it.
All right. So you want left or right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
We're going to go with this tall boy over here.
That is a big can.
Holy.
So I think this is probably the first time you've seen it this size.
This is an enormous. How many OZs is that?
So I got a 32-ounce PBR.
Ooh,
that
wow.
Blue ribbon, right?
Yeah.
Usually, typically, you'll see it in a 16-ounce can. It's a little harder to find, but you can find them in 12-ounce bottles.
Okay.
Which is kind of a rarity, but really? It's kind of cool to see them in a bottle, too.
Okay.
I used to go to a bar about 20 years ago, and they would have 75-cent PBR pints on Thursdays.
Yes. Yeah.
Holy I would go crap, to dude. I'd go there with a $10 bill and get snockered.
I go to the 41 wow. Athens, Georgia. The PBR is flowing. Cans, jeez, bottles, you name it. They put it in a Dixie cup, whatever you want. But this beer, again, we're doing a Father's Day theme here. So this beer is such a iconic dad beer for me because my dad had a PBR t-shirt.
Okay.
That had some stains on the shoulder. I never asked what they were from. Maybe it was pasta. It could have been something weird. I don't know. Maybe he killed a guy. Who am I to judge?
Exactly.
But it has been around for a long time as well, right?
Yeah. 1860 some odd.
Wow.
So like you said, iconic though, right? Mm-hmm. I think if you were to put the top five most recognizable beer brands out there
right.
and erase the letters out of there,
yeah,
people know what that beer is.
And it's weird that it had a resurgence, or maybe it never, maybe, in my mind, it had a resurgence.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, so they did. You know, it was a very popular beer for a long time, and then it kind of faded out a little bit.
Yeah.
And thanks to, I like to say, my generation,
yeah,
it became a thing again. Like you said,
yep.
You know, it slowly became, you know, a desirable beer again, yeah. And here we are.
Now we're popping it in 32-ounce cans.
Hmm.
And again, great Father's Day gift. Already, and by the way, you don't have to wrap it. It's already got a bow on it. Look at that thing. It's got a ribbon and a bow on it.
Wow.
It's ready to go.
So what's really cool is it used to be just, I think it was Pabst beer or something like that originally. And then supposedly they won an award back in like 1893 at an exposition.
Okay.
It became Pabst Blue Ribbon. Okay. No one can confirm that they won this award.
Well,
Steve would like to confirm I know what you're talking about. I saw a thing about how PBR was battling with Coors back in the day and they were fighting for supremacy up in New England in that area. And they put a ribbon on the can, even though they hadn't won the award, but they wanted people to think that they had won the award. Okay. So it looked like they're a winner, like a top prize winning beer. And
they claim they have the ribbon.
That's why that's like that.
And I mean, it's so long ago. I'm not going to fight it. Because I think it is an award winning beer in my heart.
And that is Steve's unverifiable fun fact of the week.
Wicked Stevia?
It's not, I mean, he said it with confidence.
Wicked Stevia, does that work?
Yeah. Take it.
What was...
Instead of Wikipedia, Wicked Stevia?
Yeah, we'll try that. We'll look at that. Don't put that in your browser yet. All right. Sadly, only one more Father's Day beer to indulge in, but this is... You are finishing strong here.
This may not be as classic as some of the other ones out there, but they have a huge presence in the data world. Right. I'll just put it that way, right?
Yeah.
They run all kinds of... contests and stuff like that regarding Father's Day.
Right.
This one holds a special space in my heart because this is what my dad used to drink back in the day.
I think last year on Father's Day, we gave away some of this fine beer.
That I think we can arrange that again, too, possibly.
Whoa. I love the way it smells.
Whoa! Did somebody say last-minute gift find?
So, Moosehead Lager has a very specific scent.
Yes, it does.
Let's just call it resiny.
Yes, it does.
I think that's why my dad liked this.
Yeah. Grassy.
Grew up in the 70s. Grassy's a good word for it.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Stevie.
Heady.
Oh, it's just...
So Moosehead Lager out of Canada, right? Mm-hmm. Another one that has been around for a very long time. 1867.
Wow.
Still family owned and operated. Really? Six generations.
That's crazy. I don't think I knew that, but really.
Six generations of the family just passing it down. Still independently owned and operated, right?
Right. And this is it. This is why there's Moosehead. There's one flavor, Moosehead flavor.
So they've actually come out with...
What?
They branched out quite a bit. Unfortunately, we don't carry any of those in our area. But if you check out their website, you can see they have all kinds of flavors now, which is really crazy.
He's talking about the website.
SRBrat.com/beerfinder
That's what he's talking about. Oh,
no. I think I was about to say Moosehead, but then I didn't know what that, because Canada has a different thing.
I wonder if it would be
.ca. .ca, yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah, again, don't do that in a different browser before you.
So speaking of the Moosehead website, actually, if you check out their website, they have a sweepstakes going on, and also you can get, I think, some coupons for a certain amount of dollars off for 12-pack if you scan the QR code on the website and stuff. But the sweepstakes is to win a trip, and you go on there and you submit an essay.
Oh, okay. About your pops?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
So it's a Father's Day sweepstakes. I think it's really cool. You can go to an upcoming professional football conference championship game.
What? That's an incredible prize.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. I got to start writing.
Write it and submit it for your son.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Oh, that's Yeah. Riggs is such a great dad.
Yeah, there you go.
That one time he took me to a Kiss concert when I was 2.
My dad made me watch The Wall when I was 11.
Then he gave me energy drinks and Twizzlers.
Really?
Yeah.
He's always been great.
Did that terrify you?
Yeah. Oh, I remember meat grinders.
Really?
Oof. And the walking hammers.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, I remember a lot of that.
That is, yeah. I think, you know, I'll give you a good dad memory. My dad took me to the drive-in movie to see Jaws 4 days before we went on summer vacation to Nag's Head, North Carolina, where there were sharks. Why would you do that? But he did it.
That was great.
That turned out okay.
And then he took you back to New Smyrna Beach.
Drink a little bit. Steve, you got a dad memory you want to pop out there, buddy?
Yeah, I was in elementary school, and I'm on the sidewalk out front of the house and going away on my big wheel, my Incredible Hulk big wheel.
Love the big wheels.
My dad's hanging out behind me. He's like, hey, Steve. Well, you want, you know, let me give you a push so you can go faster. So he takes his foot and he pushes my thing so I can go faster. I end up doing like a wheelie.
Slips out.
And I fall on my back. I scrape my back up. I start crying. Yeah. I still have the scar. You want to see it?
I might be able to beat you on this.
Were you waiting for the happy ending right there?
Yeah. No, I think, so when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I went fishing with my dad. First time in a boat.
Okay.
And he goes to cast his line and he, you know, swings it back and he goes to throw it back the other direction and it's stuck and he's trying to figure out why. The hook had gone backwards and hooked through my cheek.
Oh, God.
And he's sitting there yanking on it, trying to figure out why it won't come forward.
And now we know what's behind the beard.
That's right. Oh, yep.
Right there.
So that was a cool story when, you know, I get back to first grade and all the kids wonder why there's a Band-Aid on my cheek because I had a hook to go through.
Well, and in fairness, Josh grew that beard when he was 7.
Yeah, so exactly.
It came in early. Wow. Well, there you go. See? Send us your Father's Day stories. Maybe you'll get some tasty Moosehead. Now, again, these beers are everywhere.
Absolutely.
Every place you can go.
I mean, even Moosehead's a little bit easier to find nowadays, but the best way, as always, check out our website.
He means srprod.com/beerfinder. That's what he's talking about. Well, cheers to all the dads out there.
Absolutely.
All of you, anybody who has, you know, acted like a dad. Anybody who's told a dad joke. Cheers to you for that, too. Steve, you want to finish with a dad joke? I know you always got a good zinger for us.
What's green and has wheels?
Kermit in a blender.
No, grass. Oh. I lied about the wheels.
God. Definitely. All right, I'm going to say it, everybody. Cheers. Happy Father's Day.